Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
Oh, we've got new elements for the show.
Uh-oh.
We've got curse words and nonsense and whatever else.
Yes.
The censorship of the show is over.
Fuck yeah!
For a variety of reasons. So,
fucking A, man.
Mostly because people demanded it.
Yeah. And show us how happy you are by shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show, and it doesn't cost you anything. It's super easy to do. So click the tab, get to Amazon, bookmark that bitch, and go back to that bookmark every time.
Every time.
Every single time. Coming up on the show today, we got a lot of stuff for your Friday. Something called DUI Watch, which is now a necessity because people are insistent on being dumbasses. And I'm not talking about the actual drunk driving. So I'll explain all of that. Plus, we're chock full with the, we've got grievances, we've got sex toy news, and something I like to call Kareem's people.
Uh-oh.
Kareem and I had them both the same response.
One of you owes the other one a drink.
Oh, man.
Wait.
By the way, this weekend, Kareem, are you still in for Supreme Pro Wrestling on Sunday?
Oh. Ooh.
Sunday is their biggest show of the year.
Oh, so it's like their WrestleMania?
Yes, it's like their WrestleMania. Hmm. So let me look up this Supreme Pro Wrestling real quick. I'll give them a plug. Why not? They're fun to go to. Yeah, it's their 17th anniversary show this Sunday, April 23rd, 6200 McMahon Drive in South Sacramento. General admission tickets are $10 for kids 5. Doors open at 3:30. First matches at 4. So a good time will be had by all. I would tell you what the matches are, but unless you've been, you won't know who any of these people are, and it will make zero sense to you. but there, I'm seeing a few people that you might know. If you watch Lucha Underground, there's a guy on there who goes by the name, I'm going to forget his first name, Matanza Cueto. Mm. His real name is Jeff Cobb, and he lives here in Sacramento. He is on the show. He is worth going out to see, just him, because he's pretty goddamn impressive.
Mm.
Pretty goddamn impressive. So that's...
Hopefully there's not a photographer there.
they'll have their photographer there. Yeah, it should be a pretty big show. Normally they start at 5. They're starting an hour earlier, so
we're
looking at probably 4 hours of sitting in a folding chair in a Catholic school gym.
Sounds like my youth.
In South Sacramento. Come on out, Jason. It'll be fun.
I'll make it for part of it. I won't say all of it.
You don't know. Once you get there, you might not be able to leave. You'd be like, I'm not leaving till I see the end.
And the end will never come. It'll be like WrestleMania, where it's like, oh, man, it's 6 hours long this year.
Oh, yeah. The first show I went to with these guys, it was like 3.5 hours. I'm like, I know you only do it once a month, but you might be going a little long. Just saying. And you need a new PA system. But what are you going to do for $10? I mean, for $10, you can't even see a movie at that time of day for $10.
Not that time of day.
Yeah. Even earlier in the day, it's a struggle.
Yeah, you can get the new Century, $9. I mean, $9 or $8 for showing.
Yeah, but then you're going to buy a bunch of stuff. You know you will.
Nope, I never do.
The recliner far nicer than the folding chairs that they have at the the SPW arena. But go out and see. If you want to see, wrestling at all, maybe this isn't the first. I mean, this would be a great one to see because it's going to be their biggest show.
Yeah.
But
it might ruin you for the rest of the shows.
Well, that's the thing. It's going to be super long. Maybe wait till May. To go out so that you don't want to get the first thing to be the biggest thing ever, because then everything after that will be like, aw.
I heard there's a backyard wrestling thing in YOLO.
YOLO. County or the Brewing Company?
No, just kidding.
I'm
sure there is, too. I just thought of the one place where I could imagine like a bunch of white guys getting together and the backyard drinking beer.
Why is it white guys? Why are you? Why do you feel the need to lump everybody in as white guys?
Because
there's plenty of black guys who wrestle at SPW.
No, but Woodland, like,
that's all Mexican kind of guides. Come on, have you not been to Woodland?
When I was there, I don't know.
Where were you? Were you at the courthouse?
Yes. No. Okay. I've been going to Woodland since I was like 6 years old, probably 7 years old.
Uh huh.
And I've only known because it's my stepfather's family. Those people, for the most part. Oh,
so you went to one family, and now you're gonna say the whole town is white people because you went to one house.
I'm sorry that I offended you.
If you went to Kareem's house, you'd be like, man, this town's nothing but black people. You're like, what's going on?
You wouldn't say that at my house.
Well, true. To be fair, I was generalizing, and I'm sorry. I should have learned
but
from my school.
But if you came to North Carolina with me, you would say that.
Right. And nothing but black people here. And not that there's anything wrong with that. Yes. Speaking of things that there's wrong with, Alex Jones, and we've talked about him on the show a great deal. Let's get a taste of Alex Jones in case you're unfamiliar with his work. He is a radio, when I say radio, he has a show on the internet like we do, but he also does a video portion of it, and he apparently does it from his house. It's a nice setup for the house, but here's a hint, here's sort of a sample of what he does.
People are so evil. Why can't America wake up and beat them? Donald Trump's not perfect, but he doesn't want to hurt you and your family. Hillary and Obama want to make you poor and pathetic. We have all their white papers. They hate you. They hate prosperity. They hate God. They hate children. And God damn them to hell.
So
I hope the audience will come before God.
Of Cafe.com, they've added music to these things just for fun.
That a hedge of protection be put up around Donald J. Trump and all of us that are fighting for truth and justice, and that all of the enemy's plans be turned against him, and that we be given discernment and providence to overcome the enemy. And that we thank God for Donald Trump.
That he bumped his microphone. He's often angry about things.
Fox is where MSNBC was 2 or 3 years ago. Now MSNBC is foam at the mouth deception and is so filled with hate of you and your family, they can't even control it. I will be, you know what? I will go to hell before I sit here and I watch this country and the world turned over to these savages. I'm done. I'm pissed, and I'm not putting up with it anymore. Let me tell you something, you filthy traitors in the government, you pieces of crap. You are the most degenerate, twisted, mentally ill people I've ever seen, wanting to gang rape this republic. You people are enemies, and we're gonna get your asses, and we know what you're up to, and we're coming for you.
He also watches Saturday Night Live with a great deal of anger.
Look at all those beta males. Alec Baldwin thinks he's a tough guy. I challenge him $1 million to charity he wants to get in the ring with me, bare knuckle. I will. I'll do it right now. I'll get in the ring with you, and I will break your jaw. I will knock your teeth out. I will break your nose, and I will break your neck. You coward. You think you're a tough guy messing with little cameraman people. You want to sit there and defame me and the president? Get in a ring with me. I will break your jaw in seconds. I will smash your nose into a bloody pulp, and I will rack your teeth out. My fists are going to be bleeding with your teeth marks all over them. You freaking bully. You coward.
Too fat out of shape white man.
I
hate that you. Would be hilarious.
I hate you. And remember that scumbag forever.
Ridiculousness.
Okay. So we've now established Alex Jones.
Yeah.
He is now in a divorce battle with his ex-wife. They're having a child custody hearing. His lawyer is now saying the radio host is playing a character. During the hearing, the Austin American Statesman reported the lawyer saying he's a performance artist It would be unfair to judge Jones based on his InfoWars persona, the same way it would be to judge Jack Nicholson's personality based on his portrayal of the Joker. Here's the difference, though. The president of the United States listens to Alex Jones and takes him seriously. His ex-wife said, and I quote, "He's not a stable person. He says he wants to break Alec Baldwin's neck. He wants J-Lo to get raped." Jones typically broadcasts from his home where the children have lived since the couple divorced in 2015. His ex-wife also stated her belief that the radio host was involved in illegal activity.
Shocking.
He's out there every day telling people who are believers that it's not hard to get into that thing.
Yeah.
He's telling believers that Hillary and Obama are evil. Alec Baldwin is a traitor and a bully, and that he's going to fight people no matter what it takes. And he hasn't pooped in a week. But then when it comes time for court, oh no, he's portraying a character on the radio.
Hmm.
And I've heard this before about Rush Limbaugh, that he doesn't actually believe what he's saying. That he's playing a character. The problem is, you're not letting the people in on your performance. And basically what you're doing is going, oh, okay, now when it doesn't suit me to be that way, I'm a performance artist. You're a performance bullshit artist is what you are. Because either you believe it and you're awful and your children shouldn't be around you, or you don't believe it and you're a goddamn fraud. Which is it?
A little bit of both.
Split personality? Are there two Alex Joneses?
He's a bit of a fraud and he's a bit of...
He's a fucking carny act. Go on YouTube and look for this stupid idiot. He routinely will rip his shirt off and run around shirtless.
Yeah.
There's a video of him in the airport and he says, "Listen to this announcement." And you hear the announcement we've all heard 1,000 times that you have to, you can't leave your bag unattended. If you see a bag unattended, let somebody know. And he goes, "They're pouring in over our borders. We need to build the wall." It's like, really? You crazy cocksucker. You're at the airport yelling this about it. But you're stable. This is all performance art. You are suddenly Andy fucking Kaufman. He's Andy Kaufman. But not funny.
No.
It's not funny. The problem is, there's too many people who go, "Ah, doesn't matter. He was just saying what he had to keep his kids." That was his lawyer talking. That wasn't him.
Oh, of course.
So, anyway, Stephen Colbert also noticed it and decided to weigh in with his own. You heard me do a little bit of Alex Jones type stuff. It's pretty easy to do. Here's Colbert's take.
"Founder and customer making the waitress cry, Alex Jones. The insane radio host is in a custody battle right now, and so he's trying to prove that he's stable enough to care for children. Unfortunately for him, he works in front of a camera.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too. I like to eat. I like to have children.
I'm going to say that might be grounds for you to not have children." Clips like that make Alex Jones seem less like a fit parent and more like a coked-out football coach in a police standoff. "We were going to state! We were going to state!
Sir, get off the scoreboard.
We were going to state! But... just my high school? Just my high school?
That was good. That boy, good. That boy, good."
All right, so that's his band leader. Let me cue into the actual impression from there. Here we go.
"Welcome back to Brain Fight. Listen.
Okay, he keeps hitting the microphone.
Listen, people, the liberals want to tattoo Obama logos onto the skin of Christian babies, okay? And it makes me want to fight. Fight with my fists. My blood is on fire. My heart is a volcano. It's time to throw a virgin in there. I am a skeleton wrapped in angry meat. I'm a warrior. I'm a king. One thing I'm not is a performance artist, because I hate artists, because Andy Warhol put chemicals in Campbell's soup that turns veterans into bisexual zombies. Now a word from our sponsor, self-lubricating catheters. Buy my vitamins.
Wow.
I'm a skeleton wrapped in angry meat is my favorite line from that. So it'll be interesting to see if our what happens with our favorite maniacal ranting lunatic Alex Jones over the next little bit. Good God. Meanwhile, students are getting far more ballsy about what they say to educators, administrators, so on and so forth. I mean, heck, they're paying to go there. At Northern Arizona University, this one person has a bit of a complaint about Rita Chang, who's...
When administration doesn't address things like this, it means you're sweeping it under the rug. You're silencing us and our voices and our feelings and how we feel about microaggressions and racist things like this.
The protesters also expressed disappointment over comments made by President Rita Chang at a public forum last week, who answered this student's question.
How can you promote safe spaces if you don't take action in situations of injustice?
I would say to you that as a university professor, I'm not sure I have any support at all for safe space.
For Rita Chang to say something like she doesn't believe in safe spaces, I understand the idea that you need to like face up to the real world or whatever, and there is hate out there, but I thought institutions of learning were supposed to combat that.
And in her role as president, as an educator, she felt that safe spaces only lead to more misinformation and segregation.
Thoughts?
I'm just going to say, I don't think that there's a problem with having a place where somebody can go if they feel that they need to be safe.
Sure.
I have no problem with that.
Absolutely.
But that's it. That's all I can support of anything about that. And like to say, yeah, I mean, like, it's ridiculous.
We're raising a bunch of pussies.
Yes. That is kind of true. That's kind of where I'm going with it too. Because first of all, you stand there and you say, oh, I get that you're going to have to face up to the real world, but I thought that's what universities were supposed to do. They're supposed to protect us. No,
no,
no.
Universities are supposed to challenge you. You're supposed to be able to debate.
I just don't get that. Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. Is like, what type, like, how big of a safe space are we talking about? Like, is like the whole campus supposed to be a safe yes. space? Then that's fucking ridiculous.
It absolutely is ridiculous.
I'm fine with the room being a safe space.
Sure, I'm fine with the building being a safe space. But it goes back to was it last year or a little bit before that, where we're at the University of Missouri, where somebody was yelling at a student journalist that they're out in the public quad, and there's a student journalist who's asking questions, and like, and this lady going, "These are safe spaces. You have no right to be here." It's like, no, they're a student. It's a public space. They have every right to be there.
Yeah.
And you, as somebody in the journalism department, of all people, should fucking know that.
That's kind of what it's.
Nobody wants to be challenged on what they think or believe.
Because they don't want to think.
Right. No, this is the way it is. And it's why you get such bitter and acrimonious bullshit on social media, because there's never a face-to-face confrontation or even a discussion. Kareem and I have sat in this room and yelled at each other.
Yes, I've seen we it. Have.
About things that we disagree with. But we respect each other. And we respect that we have different viewpoints about things because we come from different places.
That's right. And he has a red beard.
It's true. I do. Well, where it's not white. But the fact of the matter remains, to sit there and go, oh, we're disappointed in her because, you know, I thought this was what it was supposed to be. Well, you thought wrong. You thought wrong. And by the way, when you get to your employer, you're going to know it's wrong too, because shit has to get done.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all in favor of taking care of people. I am a manager at work. I try to make sure that the people I work with and the people that work under me understand that I appreciate them and the work they do. I also hold them to expectations that I clearly set and they know about. And if they have an issue, they can come and say, I understand you want me to do this. I can't because of X, Y, and Z. And we can have a discussion about it.
Like, no, motherfucker, I'm not doing it.
That I have not encountered. That would be a whole different conversation. Because there's still the understanding that when you go to work and you have a paycheck coming in, that you can't do that for the most part. Although I would bet there are places where people do that. At school, they go, well, we're paying to come here. You should protect us from everything. And Kareem, you were dead on with it. It's the parents who have set up these expectations in a lot of kids. Not all kids. There's plenty of kids who have parents who've taught them to respect other people, to stand for something, to think for themselves, to consider other viewpoints, and to be decent human beings and be responsible.
It only takes 10% of that school population to be that way in order for it to be...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, to screw it up for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's basically
what it comes to. My feelings. Like, get your feelings off your sleeves and put them in your stomach.
So most of your parents did a good job.
Right.
But there's about 10% of you that just, you guys really fucked up. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jason,
you got their
don't fuck it up.
You got their participation trophy parents.
Yeah, it's true. And it's not that you can't recognize somebody for participating and working hard at something. It just means it's not the end all be all.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for a new feature I call Kareem's People. I don't have music or elements for it. I'm sorry. headline, GOP lawmaker calls Abe Lincoln the same sort of tyrant as Hitler and thinks the Civil War was unnecessary. This is from North Carolina Rep. Larry Pittman. He was evidently not in great spirits after his unconstitutional bill to restore same-sex marriage ban was slapped down by the Republican House Speaker. And what do Republican officials apparently love to do when the going gets tough? Make an extremely offensive reference to Adolf Hitler, of course. After the Facebook commenter started piling onto one of his posts to criticize his ridiculous bill, Representative Pittman made the following curious argument, which has since been deleted, and I quote, "And if Hitler had won, should the world just get over it? Lincoln was the same sort of tyrant and personally responsible for the deaths of over 800,000 Americans in a war that was unnecessary and unconstitutional."
Oh, that guy needs to go right now.
Kareem's People. By the way, to put it in a little better context, in 2012, he called upon the state of North Carolina to bring back public hangings. Just so you know the type of person we're dealing with. He is ultra conservative. I know that's shocking. The Democratic Party chair said that they have no sense of decency, no sense of shame, and no sense of historical fact. I call on North Carolina's Republican leaders to immediately condemn these outrageous and offensive statements. Representative Pittman did not respond for a request for comment.
Hmm.
It is so weird because North Carolina wasn't even this bad when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's you know what a lot of it is? There's a lot of and I don't like to generalize, but there's a lot of older white people, for the most part, who long to, quote unquote, make America great again or bring it back to when those people knew their place.
Yeah,
I think it's a lot of those people used to know their place and now those people don't know their place. And whether those people are black, gay, transgender, or whatever else, these people, and they're mostly older white people, not all, but mostly older white people, they are Alex Jones angry,
yeah,
that you don't know your place anymore because they have not looked up and go, oh shit, the place has been remodeled.
Yeah.
There's no longer a foyer there. You know, there used to be three rooms in the front. Now there's a big old fucking foyer where everybody has to gather.
Yes.
It's different. We've remodeled, motherfucker.
Get
with it or die.
Exactly.
Go ahead. And this guy's not that old. But get with it or fucking die.
He thought he was going to be able to be the same racist asshole his dad was.
What? He's more homophobic than racist. But he's racist, too. because he's the one who sponsored that bathroom bill that's cost the state of North Carolina how many millions of dollars?
Too many.
And essentially given the state, for ironically, a black eye, which he would hate that comparison. But that's what's happening with Kareem's people. I'm sorry, they're your people. Anybody from North Carolina gets tagged as your people.
Understood.
So, all right, let's sort of change. That was a little bit angry. Let's sort of change the pace a little bit, okay?
Lean back, relax, and enjoy sex toy news.
Oh no. It's a packaging issue. Charlie Kloss's latest campaign for Caroline Herrera's new fragrance has been creating the wrong kind of buzz. An Instagram post from the House of Herrera is showing a sultry Kloss squirting a bottle shaped like a black lacquered stiletto that sparked numerous posts that said it looks more like a sex toy. Comments included, and I quote, "Legit thought this was a dildo," and "That is a vibrator, not perfume," and "Like, who approved this design?"
It looks just like a dildo.
Oh my God. Put it in.
The post has since been removed by staff at the Buttoned Up Fashion House.
Oh, wow. Like a big black cock.
Mm-hmm. In other sex toy news, a former suburban Cleveland police officer has been charged with gross sexual imposition and abduction for assaulting two women with a sex toy. Not okay. 49-year-old Kenneth Bolton Jr. I wonder if he's related to Michael.
Michael's pleading the fifth on this.
I'm a Michael Bolton fan. I am not. He was also indicted by a grand jury on misdemeanor civil rights charges. Court records don't indicate if the former East Cleveland officer has an attorney. His listed phone number is disconnected. County prosecutors say Bolton illegally pulled over a 22-year-old woman and a 23-year-old woman back in February. And that's when it got weird. He used the sex toy that he found in the back seat. It's unclear if it's his or theirs, or why it was there, but he used the sex toy he found in the back seat to rub against their genitals outside of their clothing while they were seated in the vehicle. Not okay. The incident was investigated by the FBI, County Prosecutor's Office, and East Cleveland, which has fired Officer Bolton.
Wow.
Indeed, wow.
Surprised they didn't take up for her.
Well, it's a rough one. That's a rough one to defend. Just saying. Normally that's an administrative leave, but you never know. Maybe he had a body camera on and was filming it.
Yeah, I know. Maybe something was filmed and it's just as bad as you think. Like, there's one part of you that thinks, like, well, you know, what happened? You know, but then there's another part that's like, oh no, if the FBI and everybody else looked into it. Like,
yeah, once the FBI comes in, it's like, you know what? We're not defending you.
Yeah, there's nothing you can say.
Yeah, it's all over. So that's going to do it for sex toy news for now.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Yeah, that'll change the... That sort of changes the pace, doesn't it?
It does.
Kareem, anything been bugging you? Anything at all? Work texts when you're trying to do a podcast?
Oh, one of the guys...
I know you can't say that.
One of the guys left his tool at the job site.
Oh, no.
In the work folder. So he was like... So now I have to go by there tomorrow morning to pick that up. Like, that is great. Let me see here. Oh, I don't have a grievance. I have something that I am very, very excited about.
Oh, an anti-grievance. Go.
Bill O'Reilly is out at Fox News.
Oh, that's breaking news.
Breaking news,
this.
Yes.
I know he's on vacation.
Yes, he's on a permanent vacation.
Oh, he's going to have plenty of time to write another one of his killing books.
Yeah.
Killing Hitler, killing
Jesus.
Whoever he's killing.
Yeah. America.
His career. He's killing it.
Bill O'Reilly's out.
Oh. Wow. Congratulations,
wow.
Bill.
The no spin zone has spun his ass out.
Yeah.
That is it.
Enjoy retirement.
It's your $13 million in sexual harassment, not lawsuits.
Well, it wasn't even that, though. It was the public backlash about it that finally built up.
And the advertisers.
And the advertisers. and the fact that Roger Ailes got his ass ousted last year.
Yeah, that's
There's
it.
No one to protect him. and word on the street is Rupert Murdoch doesn't actually like Bill O'Reilly. That he is not one of his guys, that he does not like him, but he's tolerated him because he brought in money, and now he's a giant fucking liability.
Yeah, he's like, motherfucker, we're not paying for you to be sexually harassing people no more.
Maybe he'll get a spot on InfoWars.
Oh, that's going to be the new spin zone.
Maybe he'll take Tommy Lahren's place on the Blaze.
Go to Glenn Beck and beg for a job. I don't think that's going to happen, my friend. Although it would be fun to watch. Jason, what's pissing you off?
Oh, man. There's just always so much right now.
Sure is.
What's the most... I don't really have anything. I had my grievance earlier about myself. I was pissed off. Why do you say liar?
There's something that's been bugging you. You know there is. Let it out.
All right,
let it out.
All right. So,
Put it in.
So here's the thing. All right. So this is something that my wife, like, our kid, CJ, is now in daycare.
Yes.
Right. Breastfeeding. Chris is breastfeeding.
Thank you.
I told you.
Right.
CJ. I do feed her sometimes the bottle.
Sure.
But only breast milk. That's all CJ gets is
right.
Breast milk.
No formula.
For the first 6 months at the very least. And then we might start introducing in, you know, bits of things like avocado, soft, chewy foods, like, you know, things like that. All right.
Mm-hmm. Edible marijuana. Yes. No.
No. Okay. No. So that's kind of the plan. But our date, she's like wants to start giving her food. Like thinks that she needs to eat food, like, you know, biscuits or like some type of cereal or something like that, and she needs to get it in her belly, and that's what the because she's been having a rash.
Get in my belly.
But it's really like it's like no. I'm like, we are going by what the American Pediatric Association and the World Health Organization says is the best thing for a baby,
right?
Which is breast milk,
right?
Nothing but for 6 months.
You're going with conventional wisdom,
with study upon study upon yeah. study upon study, and she's trans. So. This is like, and then I got some, and then I got some other advice about child, like children. So anyhow, I'm getting this new thing where, like, you're getting advice from people now, and it's funny. Kareem's like about people that, you know, just won't listen to advice, you know. But like, not like when you're a parent though, like everybody has an opinion of how it needs to be, and what's the right thing to do, you know. So that's something that's new to get. To get with and to not be, you know, a jerk about, because sometimes it's valid, but at the same time, it's like, nah, sorry, we're gonna listen to the World Health Organization on this one and just use breast milk.
Peace. Just remember, I'm from a whole generation of kids that didn't have breast milk, and we ate crackers and stuff too.
No, I get that, but at the same time, there's also something to be said that. There's a company by the name of Nestle, I think it was, that was advertising and saying that formula was the best way.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S, Nestle makes the very best.
And they were advertising and, like, convinced, like, a whole continent of women in Africa that's the best, the most healthiest thing for your child. So much to the fact that they had to make laws saying that they couldn't say that it was better than breast milk. Anyhow, like, but yeah. No, yeah, it's fine. I didn't have breast milk. I'm fine. You know, except for my asthma and my horrible allergies. But there's nothing to say that's from not being
breastfed. And your breasts.
You know what, man? My grievance is with Kareem. Grievance is with Nate. You know what?
Let it out
of here. I'm fucking out of here, man. Fuck this.
Let it out.
God damn it. I'm going to shit my pants right here in the seat.
Oh, no, I'll have you put down if you do that. my grievance is with at real Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that fucker. I'm sorry, that president fucker.
He was fucking a president?
Yeah. Well, since Melania still lives in New York, yes, probably. So I'm just scrolling through his feed as I do every now and then, just, I don't know, to raise my blood pressure, to justify the medication I'm on. I don't know why. He's plugging interviews on Fox and Friends on Twitter. You're the president of the United States. Fucking stop it. By the way, it'll all be on the internet later. I'm not getting up at 6 a.m. to watch your ass on Fox and Friends. By the way, out here, that's 3 a.m. So fuck right off. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think he knows he's president.
And by the way, stop. Just stop everything you're doing, you imbecile.
Why are you still on Twitter, dude?
Me or him?
Him. Why is he, like...
Well, he tweeted in all caps, Trump approval hits 50%. It's a Rasmussen poll.
Nobody ever has been so happy to be so mediocre.
Well...
like, 50%.
Well, the problem is another poll came out that put it much, much lower. it was something he got from the Drudge Report, because he gets his news from InfoWars, Fox and Friends, and the fucking Drudge Report, and Breitbart.
Oh my gosh. That'd be like me getting something from Daily Kos or Occupy Democrats.
Yeah, if you were president and actually used that to make decisions.
Yeah, or just like, say, this is, oh my God.
By the way, here's what I will do to every one of you out there. I challenge you, use your DVR if you have to. Watch Fox and Friends for 15 minutes, just 15 minutes, and think to yourself, our president is watching these people and making his decisions based upon what he hears them say. And if that doesn't scare you more than a nuclear missile shoved straight up your ass, I need to know what's wrong with you. I need to know what's wrong with you. I challenge you, 15 minutes. You won't make it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
15 minutes.
I never could. But this is just this is just reminding me of, like, I saw a fucking argument of this guy trying to say that Trump's, like, trying to defend Trump's spending, like, the amount of travel spending that he's done. And anyway, like, he's trying to defend it, like, saying that he's going to a place that he owns. And I was just like, oh, my, what the fuck, people? Like, his blind faith followers, like, I really got, you guys, I'm so sorry for all of you. Like, well, you're hopefully not listening to this, so.
Racism trumps.
Everybody, yeah. Look, I'm happy to have anybody listen to this.
Yeah.
And because, you know what? Maybe you'll learn something. If you're listening to this, maybe you've got an open enough mind to think maybe what I'm thinking is wrong. Or maybe there's a good reason why you believe what you believe. Go ahead and articulate it to me and show me where I'm mistaken in my thinking. Go ahead. Oh, I have some grievances from the Iron Sheik.
Oh, excellent. Thank God.
On hashtag National Haiku Poetry Day. He tweeted, fuck the haiku. Haiku is for jabronis. Go fuck yourself now. And as we're recording this, when we were recording the last show, he tweeted, fact, social media is fucked. I'm just going to leave it there. I think the Iron Sheik has a point. I cannot argue with his point. And there you go. That's the airing of the grievances. Got the new DUI watch out now. And that's not new from Apple. The DUI watch is not new from Apple. I'm going to turn my TV on here so you guys can see what we're talking about. I hope. It's not going to work, is it? Well, you're going to have to follow along on your phones. A New York City woman wearing a Support Your Local Bartender t-shirt was arrested for drunk driving with her 6-year-old son in the car.
Oh, man.
Lady in Logan is a 31-year-old Queens resident who was collared by Long Island cops after she slammed into a parked vehicle in Uniondale, a Nassau County hamlet. When police arrived at the accident scene, she reportedly began screaming and cursing at them. Following a brief struggle, she was handcuffed and placed in the cruiser, charged with drunk driving, resisting arrest, and endangering the welfare of a child. Her son was not injured, thankfully, released to the custody of family members. This also tipped me off to a gentleman in Connecticut who is 25, has a has a pretty thick beard, but not much of a mustache, arrested for drunk driving after he crashed his car into a wall outside a graveyard near his home. He was, of course, wearing a T-shirt declaring, "Hold my beer and watch this."
What was he doing in the graveyard?
He was driving along the outside, and he hit the wall outside the graveyard, see? Why is this a thing? Well, last month in Pennsylvania, a motorist was arrested for drunk driving wearing a Drunk Lives Matter T-shirt when he was collared by the police. So we're going to keep an eye on drunken idiots. To keep you safe and amused.
Yeah, if a guy is wearing that shirt, if you're wearing a Drunk Lives Matter shirt, hold my beer, watch this, support your local bartender.
Yeah, you're going to want to get a lift home.
Or you're just going to want to avoid that person if you see them get into a car.
Yeah.
Or maybe go over and take their keys.
Take their keys immediately, just because we will mock them, and we will mock them again. So the Undertaker just retired from WWE, while his half-brother, at least in WWE terms, Kane, has some post-career stuff. He's not officially retired, though. He's feuded with the Undertaker, won tag team championships with him as a partner 3 times. He once defeated Stone Cold Steve Austin for the then WWF championship. He holds the record for Royal Rumble eliminations, ending the career of his illegitimate father, Paul Bearer, in a storyline by locking him in a freezer. He's attacked Pete Rose on multiple occasions at WrestleMania. However, in real life, Kane is a 49-year-old man named Glenn Jacobs. He's a libertarian. He endorsed Ron Paul for president.
Not another libertarian.
Yep, and he has said his primary political hero is Murray Rothbard, an Austrian economist who inspired the stateless anarcho-capitalist movement. He last appeared on WWE programming in November. Since then, he's been preparing for a run as another job, mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. I didn't know counties had mayors, but it's the South.
Ayn Rand is not a government. You cannot govern with Ayn Rand. I'm sorry.
Well, his first campaign ad is out, and we're going to take a listen. Oh, hold on. Let me stop the music. We're going to stop the music. So we can hear Kane, his first ad for mayor of Knox County, Tennessee.
Hi, my name is Glenn Jacobs, and I'm running for mayor of Knox County here in the great state of Tennessee. In my career, I've been blessed to travel all over the world and see all the great communities that our country has to offer. But in my opinion, Knox County is the best place to live, work, and raise a family. 22 years ago, I met the love of my life here in East Tennessee. We decided to make this...
Oh, sorry, I paused it accidentally.
...place our home and to raise our family here. Every day, I'm thankful that we made that decision. As your mayor, I will work with local businesses to make sure that they have everything they need to succeed. I will work with the great teachers and administrators to make sure that Knox County schools produce a competitive, world-class workforce that will attract new businesses and create jobs. I will work to make sure
that the
government remains open and transparent so that every citizen of Knox County has a voice in the mayor's office.
You can own it for $4.99.
I will fight to keep government small and to keep our taxes low. President Reagan once called America the shining city on a hill. Let's make Knox County an example of what that shining city looks like. Together, we can and we will make Knox County the standard bearer for the rest of Tennessee and the entire Southeast.
Does the fact that it's putting me to sleep say anything?
Well, if you lived in Knox County, Tennessee, that's probably the most exciting thing that's happened in a while.
And you'd already be asleep by this time.
It's true. You'd probably be drunk, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Just because that's what would make sense to be doing. Just saying. So vote Kane, or don't. I don't care. You're in Knox County, Tennessee. You've suffered enough, haven't you? Really?
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Miami-Dade police say that a man who was posing as a police officer picked the wrong driver to pull over this morning on I-95. Turns out, it was a real cop. Local 10's Glenna Milberg, live now with more. Glenna.
Oops, Victor, that is a big oops. That real officer, the real one, he was in an unmarked car, but he was in full uniform when he was pulled over by this apparent wannabe who is now here in jail experiencing corrections firsthand.
He heard the siren, saw the flashing blue light, and that the Crown Vic was following him. So Miami-Dade officer Alton Martin pulled over on the shoulder of I-95 near 119th Street.
When he pulls over, he gets out of his vehicle and he approaches the Crown Victoria. Well, the gentleman from the Crown Victoria does not get out of the car.
It was Marcus Pacheco Bustamante there behind the wheel. Now he's in a mugshot, accused of impersonating a police officer, having picked a real one in full uniform to be his victim.
He doesn't tell us how priceless the look on his face might have been, but he does take this gentleman into custody.
There's more. In that Crown Vic, detectives found that BB gun that resembles a police department's service revolvers. And they say Pacheco Bustamante was talking. Detectives say he said he's done it before, pulled people over because he doesn't like drivers texting or speeding.
Clearly someone has been a victim because he's telling us that he's done it before. The detectives are interested in knowing what interaction he's had with people.
They're taking it pretty seriously. There's really no indication at this point that Pacheco Bustamante has been violent with anybody.
Has he rubbed a dildo on anybody's clothes? Has any of that happened? Just asking. I mean, I'm asking for a friend.
Is that a gun or are you happy to see me?
Like, can you imagine you're posing as a cop and you pull somebody over, they get out and they're in full uniform, and you're like, oh, fuck.
And maybe he wanted to make a point. Maybe the guy was using his cell phone while he was driving. He's like, you're not supposed to be doing that.
He's like, oh, I'm a dumbass.
And then he realized, oh, shit, it was a cop.
Because
I think we could use with more social justice warriors like that, pulling people over that like are texting and driving and talking on their phone and acting like assholes on the freeway.
Well, my friend, wait for small town news. A little foreshadowing. Let's wrap up Florida Corner now from Hillsborough County, where a Tampa man has been jailed after deputies found him freezing inside an air conditioning duct. Larry Paleo was sought on warrants when authorities went to look for him last Thursday on West Hamilton Avenue. According to the county sheriff's office, deputies could hear someone in the attic and they ordered Paleo to surrender. After about an hour of no response, they began looking for possible escape routes. The only one they could find was through an air conditioning duct in the bedroom. So they cut a hole in the duct and found him inside. He was pleading for authorities to help him out because he was cold.
So did they find him or did he asked to be found?
Oh, no, they found him.
Okay.
After he was removed, he was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment, then to the Orient Road Jail, where he's being held without bond. He was sought on warrants for introduction of contraband into a detention facility and possession of heroin. So, it's a rough time to be in Florida.
Man.
Just saying.
Oops. So that must mean that he had some drugs up his butt, right?
I do not know.
How did he get the drugs up into his butt? Because if we're bringing contraband into the facility,
you know.
So and then he was arrested for heroin.
A whole different story, and I don't know. It's too much to get into right now. So
it's too messy.
What you did? That how you smuggled heroin in jail up your butt?
That's how everybody does it. I was told.
Okay. Hey, Kareem, are you a fan of April Fool's pranks?
Not so much now, but I used to be.
Oh, well, back in the day, they were a little different. In fact, we have 9 horrific April Fool's Day pranks from the 19th century. I guess that's when America was great to begin with. here they are. The one where a dead baby needs to be photographed, but there's no actual dead baby. somebody came running into the photo studio with information a baby had died on Upper Main Street and the parents want it photographed. And asked if the photographer would go. When he went, the photographer couldn't go, so he deputized his employee. The man loaded up the camera and other necessary devices. And remember, this is the 19th century, so it's a lot of shit. He went about 6 blocks, found the number, but no dead baby, and it was not until he returned to the gallery for more information that he remembered the date. there's also the one where you lie to the doctor about someone being hurt, and then the doctor stabs you to death.
Okay.
This was in Texas. Shocking. Young Mr. Tom Rogers at Kaufman, Texas, was itching to get off a first-class April Fool's joke, so he went to the Dr. Mosley's office, wrote an order on the slate for the doctor to go 3 miles into the country to see a young lady who was critically ill. Of course, the doctor suspected nothing when he read the slate. It never occurred to him that anyone would trick him in such a serious manner, so he rode out to see his patient, found that he had been made a victim of the cruel hoax. When he returned to Kaufman, he was boiling with rage. He found that Rogers was responsible for the joke, and meeting the young man, he at once attacked him with a knife.
Oh, wow.
He stabbed him repeatedly in the face, neck, and body and did not let up until he'd inflicted several fatal wounds. How about the one where the young women go into town unescorted, which is itself somehow a joke? Apparently, they went into the cafe and ordered Coca-Colas. Then they left the clerk with an April Fool's joke on his hands. They rambled around the city considerably, and then they got a tally-ho and took a ride.
Tally-ho!
That was in Atlanta. there's the one where you get married and then back out 2 months later and say it was an April Fool's joke.
Is that a tally-whacker?
It would be. It was 1877. Jack Allen's April Fool's marriage, he carried the thing on for a little too long. So he waited 2 months. He told the squire that he was not married, that it was simply a joke gotten up to April Fool's him, and that the license, as he would see by an examination, was bogus. By granny's replied Uncle Griff, "You can't fool me. I'm an officer of the law and will not be trifled with. I perform the marriage ceremony in good faith under the solemn authority of law, and by granny's, it's got a stick."
Oops.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, the one where you literally scare your wife to death, where a guy disguised himself as a tramp, put a white mask over his face, knocked on the door. When she showed up, when she appeared, he ordered her to get dinner for him. To his horror, his wife fell to the floor in a faint and died an hour later.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Yeah. There's a lot of them like this. The 19th century was not great. How about the one where you break the teeth of your young tenants by putting hard shit in their food? Lady who keeps a boarding house on 8th Street got a corker on her boarders at breakfast. Cayenne pepper was liberally mixed with coffee and small pieces of genuine 8-cent calico, neatly inserted into the center of dough of pancakes. 7 of the boarders since consulted a dentist. It's rumored the landlady claims a percentage of the profits on the deal. That's a hell of a trick.
Oh, my gosh.
So yeah, a lot of terrible April Fool's jokes.
Yeah.
Not good.
Some good ideas.
Sure. They're great ideas. You know what's not a great idea? Passive aggressive signs in your front yard. Oh, come on. Let me do it. I watched this goddamn video before.
Oops.
Let me see if it allows me to do it this time.
Stupid video.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'll right click to run Adobe Flash Player. Yes. Fine. Why won't it let me?
Keep your dog.
Oh, is it going to load now? It says it's going to load. All right. Here we go.
Sisters aren't on the fence about how they feel when it comes to this sign a few houses down from where they live.
I don't understand why would you write something like that and to direct it to, you know, a race for that matter.
These sisters say every night they have the same routine with their dogs, Cascade and Daisy. With both dogs leading, they walk up and down the street multiple times. Last night, something different took place.
One of our neighbors was putting up a sign, and he said to us, read the sign.
The sign says, "Chinese, keep your dogs off my grass." In tiny print in the upper right-hand corner, it says, "Respect your neighbors."
Yeah.
When I looked at it closely, I was like, oh, no, you know? So I took out my phone and took a picture of it right away and actually emailed the El Monte department to let them know what was going on.
Police tell us they will look into the matter. We found the homeowner in his yard and willing to tell us about what he's trying to communicate with specific dog owners in his neighborhood. He says those owners aren't picking up after their pets.
I'm not being racist or anything. I'm being specific. If the Hispanic woman was doing it, I spoke to her and she stopped doing it.
William Alarcon says he's Native American, and there are some neighbors who understand his sign.
I spoke to one guy over there, and, you know, he wasn't upset. He said, okay, they do the same to me. He's Asian, and they do the same to him.
I spoke to one of the sisters who lives here, and she says she believes...
Well, to be fair, most Asians don't care for each other. So, yeah. If his other Asian neighbor was Korean, they might be like, yeah, fuck those Chinese.
Pick up your shit.
Basically,
or your dog shit.
Basically, this was in El Monte in Southern California, so...
Those people.
Update: Eyewitness News has learned that the sign had been taken down. Well, no shit.
Yeah.
No shit. He's not going to leave it up. So, anywho, Jason, don't put up a sign like that in your front yard.
Oh, man. You know, I just remembered my grievance. I remember my grievance.
Hold on. I can help you.
For the airing of the fucking grievances.
Go on.
Okay. So, to the fucking asshole who, like, all right, there's like three fucking assholes right now that I'm fucking pissed at.
Are they all in this room?
No, they're not. You guys should be lucky, too. Somebody, like, decided to change the oil. But to put 3 quarts of oil. Man, you need to get a new fucking car, first of all. If your car took up 3 quarts of oil, like, on the side of my house, first of all, your car has a fucking problem.
True.
Second of all, put them in your fucking trunk or walk 50 feet behind you and throw them in the fucking trash can behind you that's on the fucking street because those neighbors never fucking bring their shit in. Fucking just drop it off in there instead of putting them in the fucking gutter so other people can fucking drive over it. Like, it's the most ridiculous fucking thing in the world. And then to the fucker who decided to leave the box of shit on the sidewalk on the side of my house. Hey, fuck you, you son of a bitch. Once again, you could have put that shit in the trash can that's 50 feet behind you and not be a fucking asshole.
I didn't want to walk back.
And then third, to the fucking asshole who threw the cottage cheese on the fence and sidewalk on the side of my house. You are a son of a bitch who has a special fucking place in hell. Because you have no fucking idea how hard it is to clean fucking cottage cheese off of a fence. I don't have a hose that reaches that far, you son of a bitch. And then I'd have to get it over the fucking fence. Luckily, it rained.
It's a last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his fucking brain.
Like, they just fucking tossed it. Like, it was thrown. Like, somebody's like, oh, this is fucking cottage cheese. I don't want that. And then threw it right there. You know, and I'll deal with the fucking blunt wraps, and I'll deal with the Slim Jims, and I'll deal with the other shit, because that's part of the convenience of having a store right next to your house.
And living in Oak Park.
But you can't get fucking oil at that fucking grocery store. You had to bring it there.
Yes.
You had to bring it fucking there. You don't get a box full of toys and some other fucking shit and other stuff and just leave it on the side of the fucking sidewalk from the fucking store across the street. And you definitely don't get fucking cottage cheese there. Not in that type of container. Styrofoam fucking container.
Damn, gentrifiers.
Cottage cheese.
Fucking people, man.
Gentrifiers, they're you know what? Damn cottage cheese.
I went. Fuck that. And you know what I did is I went and I fucking cleaned it up as soon as I got home because...
It's your community.
Fucking assholes, though. You fucking idiots.
Well, the nice thing is you got a neighbor that leaves their trash can out right there, so it's not that far to walk.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Oh, that's right. It's another trip to Plattsburgh, New York for Speak Out.
Plattsburgh.
You hear many people talking about the age of accountability. What is the age, and when will we start seeing action on this? It seems as though the age of accountability is always raised, and we tend not to show disciplinary action when it comes to teens who choose to do adult things. When teens are doing adult things, shouldn't they be tried as adults? Maybe we don't have reputable adults anymore because some simply chose not to grow up, and that behavior is passed on to their children. Therefore, children don't know what growing up really means. Too much coddling can lead to bigger problems. Kareem, did you write in to Speak Out?
No. Not this week, but I should have.
That's right. That sounds like one of yours. And I agree wholeheartedly. Hey, it's pretty sad when you hire someone you think is a good worker and they turn out to be something else. You befriend them and joke around with them every day. You thought you were helping them out, but that was just a big joke. Can't trust anybody these days.
And fuck you, Jim. Son of a bitch.
Bad workers.
Hey, whatever happened to neighborhood watch communities in the local area? When we talk about drugs rampant in our communities, I would think those who participate in the neighborhood watch would have been a bit more helpful than sex offenders being their number one concern. Let's not forget how easy it is to be coerced into using or dealing in drugs. Children and teens are vulnerable to many things these days.
That's signed, not the molester down the street.
Right.
That's it.
Oh, Jason, you'll like this one. I'm tired of walking out of my house and having litter in my yard, along the street, and in the cemetery I reside near.
I thought you were going to say reside in. I was like, oh, shit!
This litter includes hairnets, beard nets, papers, and other items. Some of the papers and other items I've seen contained a local company's logo on it. And the hairnets and beard nets are often thrown out by people wearing shirts with the company's logo. It would be nice to enjoy spending time in my yard or going for a walk without seeing all the litter. It would also be nice not to have to constantly worry about my dogs getting a hold and then possibly ingesting this trash. I hope the company who much of this litter comes from steps up and takes responsibility to clean it up and prevent it from happening. Here's a tip. Sue them.
That sounds like a play.
Just saying. Hey, while the weather's getting nicer, let's not forget to slow down and be vigilant to your surroundings. More people will be out and about, and motorcycles are here to greet us with their baffles. Start a volunteer service and or help your elderly neighbor with yard cleanup, especially the one near the cemetery where everybody throws their beard nets. And finally,
get him used to it.
And Jason foreshadowed this one. As I sat at a stoplight on Cornelia Street, a state police car rolled up beside me. An officer was using two hands to type on his full-size keyboard and his left knee to control the wheel. A few things come to mind. The officer was using good typing practice instead of pecking with one finger, presumably with the other hand on the wheel. And where can we get a permit to steer with my knee and type while I drive on a public street? Next time I'll post a video to YouTube. To which I say, good fucking luck, citizen. They can do whatever they like. Because police are not bound by all of those silly hands-free laws that you and I are.
Yeah.
Because they are trained professionals. So apparently they can look in two places at once. So, that's small town news.
You know what? We've gone through a couple of weeks without any sidewalk action.
Sidewalks are clear, my friend.
Yeah, but I mean, like, when are they going to start repairing those sidewalks?
They're never repairing the sidewalks.
When are they going to repair some of that street damage that's happened?
They're not doing that either.
Okay. I'm just surprised nobody's complained about it.
You know what? Not yet. But
summer's not here yet.
We'll keep an eye on it. And see what that happens, because small town news has to be filled from somewhere.
Yeah.
And this is my number one seed, because everybody is angry about something, mostly that they have to live in Plattsburgh, New York.
Well, makes sense.
I did see a photo essay about Plattsburgh, and it was all summertime photos, and somebody posted it and goes, "Ah, this is really nice," and I go, "Yeah, Plattsburgh was fine during the summer, but the rest of the time it fucking sucked." Shoveling snow, dealing with ice, slush, bullshit.
Fuck that.
Snow tires. Fuck that.
Beard nets.
You got summer for how long?
Usually you can, well, summer itself is early June through August. So 3 months.
Okay.
You get 3 months of summer, 2 months of spring, 2 months of fall, and then a bunch of fucking winter. It's
a
cold.
Bunch of fucking
it's
winter.
Cold and it's unpleasant. And the wind is a bitch.
I am not a fan of cold weather. If I gotta be there, I would be like, fuck it.
Not fun at all. Not fucking fun at all. At all. I'm just saying.
I like Sacramento.
Sacramento's fine. Although I'm losing one of my employees. He's moving to Seattle because he hates the heat.
Seattle's not a bad place to move either.
It is not a bad place to move at all.
Might hate the rain in a little bit.
Nah.
Yeah.
He loves the rain, so good for him. Hey.
I can't stand it.
Well, tell me who will stop the rain, I ask. That's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. And remember, on Monday, there will be a classic episode, because we will be giving you shows Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, as we were. But we're uncensored. We're longer form. New shows Wednesday and Friday. Classic shows on Monday. And support us in the best way that you can. And that's shopping Amazon through that Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It doesn't cost you anything. It supports us. It helps pay the bills. And there are bills associated with doing a show. It's free to you. It's not free for us to do. So help out if you can.
Yeah.
Going to wrap it up now. This is Status Quo. This is one of my favorite songs from the, I believe, 70s. It's called Rockin' All Over the World. And we'll see you next time on The Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Listening, and please support the show.
by shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.